The first scripture reading this morning will be from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21, and page 101 in the New Testament. If I can find it. Okay. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own language we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show potence in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.'"
Our second scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel according to John. It is the 14th chapter, verses 8 through 17. Let us listen to the story that we know with ears wide open. "Rabbi," Philip said, "show us Abba God. That will be enough for us." And Jesus replied, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and still you don't know me? Whoever has been with me has seen Abba God. How can you say, 'Show us your Abba'? Don't you believe that I am in Abba God and God is in me? The words I speak are not spoken of myself. It is Abba God living in me, who is accomplishing the works of God. Believe me that I am in God and God is in me, or else believe because of the works that I do. The truth of the matter is this: anyone who has faith in me will do the works that I do, and greater works besides. Why? Because I go to Abba God, and whatever you ask in my name, I will do. And so that God may be glorified in me, anything you ask in my name, I will do. If you love me and obey the commands that I give you, I will ask the one who sent me to give you another paraclete, another helper, to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, since the world neither sees her nor recognizes her. But you can recognize the Spirit because she remains with you and will be within you." May we be blessed by the reading, hearing, and pondering of God's holy word. Pentecost. Pentecost, it's the one day that we all try to wear red, even if it's not in our closets. We look for something with red to say that the Holy Spirit is with us. Pentecost is the day that we remember the Holy Spirit descending in the wind and the flame, stirring hearts, loosening tongues, opening ears, and setting the early church ablaze with courage and with compassion. It's the story that we heard in Acts this morning that Mia shared, and not the one that I will be telling you today. Yep, another one of those times when after the bulletin went to print, the Holy Spirit sent me on another reading, so we're going to take that third reading for today. It is Psalm 104, verses 24 through 34, and then 35b. So let us listen for more of God's holy word. It is the psalmist who is singing praises this morning. Yahweh, what variety you have created, arranging everything so wisely. The earth is filled with your creativity. There's the vast expanse of the sea, teeming with continuous creatures, countless creatures, living things, large and small. The ships going to and fro, and the Leviathan, whom you made to frolic there. All creatures depend on you to feed them at the proper time. Give it to them. They gather it up. Open your hand, and they will be satisfied. Hide your face. They are terrified. Take away their breath. They die and return to dust. Send back your breath. Fresh life begins. And you renew the face of the earth. Glory forever to Yahweh. May you find joy in your creation. You glance at the earth and it trembles. You touch the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to you my life long. I will make music for my God as long as I live. May these reflections of mine give God as much pleasure as God gives me. Bless Yahweh, all my soul. Amen. I turned to Psalm 104 because, the mountains are here and there's a lot of singing going on. So we had to say, sing and make a joyful noise, right? We will sing to God with all of our life. But Psalm 104 offers us another Pentecost vision, the vision of the Spirit that is alive in the world. It is not limited to an upper room. It is not limited to the sanctuary, the nave, the chancelry, fellowship hall. The Holy Spirit is not contained at all. It's a vision for the world. It is alive in the bird song. It is alive in the thundercloud, in the breath of every creature. And as we hear in our communion liturgy frequently, all means all, and Pentecost vision means you as well, as part of creation. So I'd like you to reflect for just a moment on birthdays. So today we celebrate Pentecost, the birth of the church as we know it, or at least we think of it that way. It's been 2,000 years of reform and change, so it is not that immediate house church that started some 2,000 plus years ago, where everybody gave everything and lived in one community. We are scattered and gathered everywhere. The birth of First Congregational Church Benzonia in 1860, because some people from Oberlin College decided that this would be a great place to start a school and a church. And here we are. Almost to the week, 68 years ago, June 25th, 1957, is the birth date that we celebrate the founding of the United Church of Christ in St. Louis, Missouri. So we are almost 68 years old as a church. Blessings to this building in 1968 when the doors opened in April. 1968 for this building. For any of you want to know, if you look down the street, there's a old gray building. You might just be able to see it past the barn out through these top windows. That was the original church. That was the church that was built in 1860. And they busted out the walls in 1968 and built this place. Somewhere along the line, First Congregational Church Benzonia added to the end of that United Church of Christ. So there's another iteration born, rebirth. We all have birthdays. Some are being celebrated today. I know that Eleanor's is not so far away. There's some of us, like I say, June birthdays are the best. They just are. Days that we don't remember, the day that we were born, we really don't remember that day. But that's the day that our parents and our grandparents and the families of birth and the families of choice gathered up and celebrated your birth. Each and every one of you, when you came into this world, whatever that story was, there is somebody besides God that was glad to see you come into this world. We hear that Louisa is doing so well now, right? She's gained so much. And lest I forget, we've had some very eventful birthdays. As I said, Louisa's is here. We've had a one-year-old, and he just went down the hallway with his parents. We celebrated a 90th this year. Anna, we have a 95 coming up in August with 102 shortly thereafter. We have some great longevity here. And there's a whole wide of numbers range there between 1 and 102. But birthdays are about more than just candles and cakes. At their heart, they are moments to pause and marvel at life itself. The gift of breath, the gift of time, the gift of becoming. Psalm 104 this morning is the perfect song for such a day. It's a hymn of delight in the sacred wonder of creation. It reminds us that each of us, each and every one of us, is woven into a world that God not only made, but loves, sustains, and rejoices in. And so on this birthday, let us take a moment not only to celebrate a church or a person, but to celebrate the Spirit of God who gives life to all that lives. We heard in the psalm, "In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures." This psalm is a birthday song for the world. The psalmist looks around at the forests, at the oceans, at the stars, the dancing aurora borealis, the breaching humpback whale as it goes crashing into the waters again, the hummingbird, the sunflowers, the sequoias, and says, "Wow, thanks be to God, wow." And it's easy to see why this psalm has a praise for creation. But remember this, you are part of that creation. You are part of that wonder. Your body, your laugh, your memories, your dreams, you were all created in divine wisdom, not randomly, but joyfully. Joyfully. God does not just tolerate creation, God delights in it. That means God delights in each and every one of us every single day. Even the days when we don't feel like rejoicing and being happy because our bones hurt and the corns are hurting and there's another test to do before we can graduate from school. We don't always rejoice, but God rejoices every day with us and for us. And what better way to mark a birthday than by remembering that you are beloved and you are a work of divine creativity. So we tend to think of our birthdays as the day in which we were born, but this morning's psalm reminds us that God is still birthing us. God is still breathing new life into us. When you send forth your spirit, they were created, and you renew the face of the ground. It's renewed every day. The Spirit is still breathing out into us, renewing, reshaping, and reawakening our courage, our compassion, and our callings. Now here's the harder part for some of us older people, is that birthdays, we tend to look backwards. So think about it. When you were 10, were you looking backwards or were you looking forwards? All right, we've got lots of people here that are still looking forward, because they have not yet reached that 30-plus age. When we get to the other side of 40, we tend to start looking back at our lives. Today's psalm is an invitation to always be forward. God is not finished with us. We are still unfolding and renewing, no matter what our age is. So I invite you to take a deep breath. I invite you to take another breath, but not think of it as just simply the air that is moving in this sanctuary and nave, but air of the Holy Spirit, that Holy Spirit that holds you every day, all the time. Breathe in. Let yourself be renewed. For those of you that have been following around in newsletters for the past 6 months, we've been talking about spiritual practices. And this is one of those breath prayers. You can breathe in, I am renewed by the Holy Spirit. And you can breathe out, I am upheld by the Holy Spirit. Those breath prayers that keep us moving through the day. The psalmist in this story this morning in the song, and remember that we are all psalmists. The psalmist says, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. Now, I'm sure that some of you, minus these front three rows, are thinking that you can't sing unto the Lord. I will honestly say, I can't carry a tune in a bucket, and there's a reason why Sarah turns this mic off when we have hymns. But we need to remember the words. We need to remember the words. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. Every life, every one of us is a song. Whether you carry the tune in a bucket or not, if you carry the tune in your heart, we are the songs that God has created. We are unique melodies that plays through the seasons of joy and sorrow and change and growth. So today we give thanks for the song of the church and for so many of the songs of our lives, for the verses that you have already sung, for the notes that are still to come, for the ways that your life unfolds and adds harmony to the world around you. And the beautiful thing about all of that, no matter how you sing, and one of my favorite songs is All of God's Critters Have Got a Place in the Choir. We all do, right? That God sings along beside us. And how wonderful is it to think of that? That God sings with us. Every laugh, every tear, every small act of kindness, every sore back and aching head, God sings with us. We are part of the music of creation. So let this Pentecost birthday renew your song. Sing it boldly. Sing it like no one else is listening to you sing. Sing it kindly. Sing it like a lullaby. Sing it full of hope. But sing your song to God. Sing your song to creation. Sing your song of renewal every single day. So as with every good birthday party, there was a birthday wish. And this is my wish for you on this Pentecost Sunday. On this day, may you remember you are the child of the Spirit, a creature and a creation of wonder. You are singer of God's song, a vessel of renewal. May your days be filled with awe, may your breath be filled with peace, and may your life be filled with purpose. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and bless the gift that is each and every one of us. Happy birthday. Happy Pentecost. Amen.